see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. In the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go.
You all ready to go? Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus Bible study for tonight. Welcome. My name is Thomas Campbell, for those who might be new joining us tonight. I have one for you tonight that I had to soul search all day today. I had some talks this morning and some folks that happened to happen. And I said, you know, what I'm going to talk about tonight is I need to know. And discussion led me to something in my mind. I just put it on the side, and then just a little bit before, about 30, 40 minutes ago, it dawned on me. Yeah, it just popped up in front of my face, an email that I received, and it told me what I got to talk about. It matched what I was talking about this morning. It says that's kind of how it works. I'm sure it works for everybody else the same way. I don't know, but these things happen. I'm going to talk tonight about something that's going to affect y'all's lives. It's affecting your lives now, and it's affecting your children, too. Something you need to know about. Today, certainly, I did. And I wasn't really aware just how engrossed, all of a sudden, I'm seeing American Humanist Association is causing these taking down old traditional rituals of down the Bible Belt. The Bible Belt's being hit hard. You notice that? Well, that's always been planned that way. To put all the born again, all the Christians, not Christianity, but Christians, there is a difference in one location. You ever notice that? Why is not born again Bible? What's Bible Belt? What do you mean Bible Belt? What's this thing about the Bible Belt? Well, why is there a belt? Why not? Is it in Washington State, Oregon, Montana? Why not in Maine or Massachusetts or New Mexico or Arizona or California? No. Why is it just in the South? Why are we corralled the Love of Jesus Christ King James Bible? Well, there's throughout the United States, but is a concentration of that small group that just follow the Bible and Jesus Christ that's it, in one kind of location there, where, like in Oklahoma, is called the belt buckle to the Bible Belt. Why is that? Why is there a belt buckle to the Bible Belt? Is this, we corralled or something? What's the deal here? And where are they hitting hard, really, really hard? Oklahoma. Whew, they're pounding them. Something's up. Well, it was planted that way. Target those by 1492. It began in 1200 AD. Target those that are not with us. Who's us? Us is the Roman Catholic Church. Those Arabs that rejected Roman Catholicism before the 6th century, no problem. They created a religion. The Vatican did. Called it Islam. For those who rejected the ancient mystery schools of religion, no problem. They created religion. 325 AD, called it Christianity, to control those that rejected rejected the ancient mystery schools of religion, the Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, Shamanism, Buddhism, or whatever, all that stuff. They created Christianity. Who did? Constantine, who was pagan. They rejected Roman Catholicism. Okay, it's created religion for the children of Ishmael. Islam. Who rejected Islam? Who rejected Roman Catholicism? It's great Zionism. Who rejected Roman Catholicism? The folks that rejected it were killed up till 1800 AD, called the Inquisition. Don't you get tired of getting killed? Don't you just hate getting killed? What do you want to do? I want to move. We're going to move to. We're going to the New World. And they did, called Jamestown. Everybody followed to have their own religion. They put us all in a corral called the North American continent. Now let's bring them closer together. So in a time, this is exactly how they planned this. This is not accidental. This is a satanic setup. Do you ever see the bigger picture here? It's amazing what has happened on this world since the 10th century, since the 6th one. Wow. You know, it's just amazing. And no, Virginia, there's no Santa Claus, Bugs Bunny, or Easter Bunny, or Tooth Fairy, or whatever. Doesn't exist. And I'm sorry, Marines, I'm a former U.S. Marine, too. But I got something else to tell you. There's no Santa Claus. There's no Bugs Bunny. Well, there's a kind of a Bugs Bunny, but he's false. He's a fake. He's a cartoon character, and Elmer Fudd isn't real. He's a character chasing Bugs Bunny, still is, I guess. But there's an Easter Bunny? No, there's not. There's chocolate bunnies, but there's no Easter. There's no Bugs. There's no Easter Bunny. It's a fake. Is there a Tooth Fairy? No. Why'd I say Marines? Well, because throughout boot camp and throughout, as I trained them, as I was trained in officer candidate school, as we trained our Marines at in heaven, Marines guard the streets of heaven. Well, no, they don't. I'm sorry. It doesn't happen that way. And Marines don't have a specific place that God calls you up and recruits you as a Marine to guard his gates. We told you a lie all those times. It didn't happen. It doesn't happen. There's big angels that way stronger Marines up there. It's the who's born again is up there. And the streets of heaven don't need to be guarded. I hate to break it to you. And when you go to hell, you're not going to take over hell like they tell us in boot camp or like we told them that when you get to hell, we're going to take over. Well, no, you're not. You know, that's a lie that we're telling you that it's not going to, no, if you're going to be tormented for eternity if you end up in hell. Family, reality based takes away a lot what we've been told here on earth. And no, Virginia, there is no pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. The rainbow is actually this water vapors where the sun shines through and it creates this rainbow. And it used to be you know, sign of God's covenant with Noah, then turn it into the Antikarana, a cult sign of the rainbow bridge to Satan, as above, so below, of being channeled by a satanic entity. That's what the rainbow is about. And it's also, you see, reality-based. It takes away a lot of things. Amazing. We've been told. So that means, I guess, there's no Easter Bunny, no. There's no Tooth Fairy, no. Santa Claus, no. Streets guarded by Marines, no. Then the Bible must be also false. Oh. Say, is it say that? When you see everything else is false? Now it must be that the Bible is also fairy tales. Noah really didn't open the sea. Red Sea? No, it was the Reed Sea. That's what they got next. R-E-E-D, Reed. And Reed, what does that mean? It's real shallow. Oh, they are fighting tooth and nail to bring that fairy tale story to the Bible. But what happened in the Bible? Happened. Exactly like it says. Miracles that people saw then. Why did they see it then, not now? Because then it was being written about. They had to see it. They wouldn't have written about it. They didn't make us up. Then why not now? Oh, you want it now? Oh, you're going to get it. The ones in the occult, which we're heading toward, I'm building the basis like I do. In the occult, they see these things. They need to. You know why? Because Satan's got to flaunt it. He's got to flaunt it. He's got to show it. He's got to show orbs. He's got to show magic. He's got to show how to manipulate the particles and let the human do it. In humanism, look at what I can do. The Freemasons at 33rd degree, Shriners, they say, look what I can do. Wow, look at that. You see that? I can do that myself. No, Shriner, you're not doing it. And the Pentagon, your super soldiers, they sit there and do remote viewing and draw these things. Look what I can do. It's not you at all. It's a den entity inside you. He's going to kill you. And every time they bring those entities inside their bodies, it sucks their life energy. Their lifespan gets shorter and shorter. It's like meth opens up the portals of the body, allowing a demonic entity, meth, or the bath salts, brings in another demonic entity. The frequency of the particular drug equals the frequency of a particular demon. Yes, that's how it works. So in other words, a bath salts frequency of that drug changes the DNA of the body, does not allow the demon that associates itself with the marijuana, whatever that one is, or whatever, opens up one that's a cannibalistic demonic entity that comes inside and uses the body for cannibalistic. Notice all of them, bath salts, are cannibals. And they get hot. It's a powerful demon. A specific demon at that frequency can then go inside the body at the same frequency the body is changed to because of that drug. It's all about frequencies. Same thing as like a radio. You want I want hip-hop music, or I want country music. Well, you got certain frequencies. Same thing, exactly the same thing. It's like you're opera singers, and you got a little glass there. You know, I'm not going to do it because you all would leave me at once. But you do an opera singing thing, and you're doing that so loud, she reaches up and crash. Your frequency of voice has displaced those molecules in that glass. Because glass is nothing but molecules. It's like operating a certain frequency. When you go beyond that frequency and they receive it, they explode. Same thing as a body that spontaneously combusts. Man, we don't know how the person burned from the inside out. Everything is there as flesh, but that's burned from the inside out. Because they were doing demonic invocations and not prepared for it, the body wasn't prepared, and that demon came inside and burned them from the inside out. It's demonic, and their body was not prepared. The DNA was not changed, was not translated. So they burned because of the heat. Now, if they're a fallen angel or a demon or a hybrid of fallen angel and copper-based DNA versus carbon-based DNA of humans, might be able to handle a certain high-level demonic entity or fallen angel. inside their body as an avatar could handle it, because the DNA is copper and carbon-based DNA is different than you. That's your Merovingian bloodline. Your Queen Elizabeth types are Merovingian bloodline, or hybrids, the fallen angels and man. Goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt. That's their bloodline. That's why they don't marry outside. Any one of them that marries outside, they got to kill them. They can't have children of that bloodline just out and about in the population. That's why Bruce Lee, he's a member of the Illuminati family called the Li family in China. Same thing with a lot of kids. When they are kidnapped, the family is kidnapped, they take the child because that child belonged to the supernatural. Oh, there's a lot going on. Whoops, dedicate the broadcast, and I got this to talk to you about tonight. Open up some eyes. Might go over about 10 or 15 minutes. I don't know. We'll see. And if not, I'll go into part two tomorrow. This is important tonight because it has a lot to do with what your children are getting involved in and don't know it. I hope to open up some eyes tonight. I do hope so. Lord, thank you tonight for bringing us together in a Bible study. Lord, we thank you for your presence, Lord, with the Holy Spirit. Father, bless us tonight with your Holy Spirit, that, Father, you'll open up our eyes, you'll give us wisdom, give us discernment, and, Lord, give us opportunities to spread the gospel out to others. Lord, thank you for bringing us all together, that we can share in the gospel with each other and share back and forth. Thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible that leads us in the proper path. And, Lord, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. Lord, we thank you for that sacrifice, that, Lord, we can be with you in the time eternal. Lord, we pray for our brethren, we pray for our family members to bring them back together. Lord, and touch your hearts of them. We need divine appointments, Lord, that we can bring our families in to correct old scores that we've said that we've not settled. Father, we can bring together and mend relationships, and Father, to tie up loose sides, loose strings that we have, we can make amends to those in the past we've hurt, that Father, you could give us the opportunity, Lord, to settle that debt that we owe. Lord, guide us tonight in this Bible study. We thank you, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, they're getting desperate out there. I can tell you that right now. They're getting very desperate. When you start touching a nurse game, start messing things up in their path, the demonic realm, the witchcraft, they get really, really excitable, to say the very least. And I see it increasing. I don't know if some of y'all may have too. YouTube comments. It's almost a ministry in a way. Don't get caught up in it. It's easy to get caught up. Spend hours hitting posts and responding to this, that, and the other. But by the same token, it is a ministry. There's a couple that I've run across this week that one was considering suicide. Because what his mother and stepfather was going through, and he's just, and we're talking 40 years old. We're talking some that are Christian. They're just tired of it. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. I said, hold on there a minute. Back up, Jack. What you talking about? You know, it's getting heavy. The thought of suicide is a frequency. The thought of suicide brings in that demon. They're all around you, and it depends what frequency the frequency that you show up, that demon says, ah, there's my cue. There it comes in the portal. If the average person really understood this, just thank God you don't have glasses or you can't see the supernatural, or it would absolutely horrify you to see the war going on around you. How they fight, I don't know. I'm just glad they do. But when God removes that spirit, his protective hedge, you don't want to be here. People have no idea. Being possessed or being demonized, that's two separate things. Being possessed is what it says, possessed by a demonic entity. Side by side with a demonic entity, your soul is with a demon inside your pineal gland. That's where the connection to the silver cord is. That's where your soul is located. Your soul is an energy spot. It's an energy. It's like a speck of energy that is your soul. The silver cord has connected you to the Father. It's physics. It's chemistry, biology. It's amazing how God set this up. So a hybrid don't have that. They can get a soul, but not that connection with the Father. So when they die, what happens? They're caught in the abyss. I was talking about Lucifer and Satan being the same in a couple of posts that I was putting out. Morning Star and what have you. And I got a response back that, you idiot, the Morning Star is Venus, Lucifer. You're theologically illiterate. Go back to church or you're in your village. Stop spreading nonsense. Satan is called Satan after Lucifer falls. Look up your chronology of the events using online. You people are sublime. You see? And I can't say what they said. And then I responded back, of course, and tell them that Lucifer and Satan are one and the same. And then Lucifer and Satan don't exist. It's a third level. I say he's got other names too, just to cover, because the greatest lie ever told was he doesn't exist. That way you won't look for him. That way he wins, because if you're not knowing what he does, and Lucifer and Satan, Lucifer is a good guy and Satan's a bad guy. They use the Bible to prove that. And Satan is Jesus. They use the other Bibles. They can't, if you use the King James, you can't do it. But the other Bibles, you can. That's what the Masons do. Isaiah 14:12, Luke 10:18, and Revelation 22:16. They specifically use those three. I said again, Isaiah 14:12 is Lucifer. In other Bibles, it's Morning Star. They changed the name in other Bibles, Morning Star. In the King James, he's called Lucifer Falls. They try to tell you that's King of Babylon. Well, it's not. That's hyperbole. And then when you go into it, you see it, certainly it's not King of Babylon. It's Lucifer. It's Satan. And then Luke 10:18, when he fell, he's now Satan. Well, he just doesn't stop being Lucifer. So your duality, good and bad, bad and good, as above, so below, yin-yang, you got it, the checkerboard floor you have in Masonic lodges, all that, is the good guy is white and the black guy is, and the bad guy is black. The good guy white is Lucifer. Of course, that's not true. And the bad guy black is Satan. Oh, well, Satan must be the morning star, as it says in other Bibles. So Satan fell. The morning star wants to ascend. Well, Jesus says, I'm the morning star. So try to say that Jesus is Satan, evil, and Lucifer is a good guy, brings knowledge. It just gets muddy, very muddy, but they explain it better. I don't want to know it any better, but that's what they tell them. And that Lucifer is a good guy. Satan is a bad guy, and Jesus is Satan. That's what they tell the Masonic Lodge folks at the highest level. See how muddy it gets? It gets into Sananda Manuel, who's Yeshua, Hebrew Roots Movement, Sacred Name Movement. It's all really organized once you kind of diagram it out. But can you imagine how many Christians are fooled by this? Goodness. And the UFO, the alien thing going on down. Well, they got to soften it up. And they do it by witchcraft. They do it by witchcraft. And by witchcraft, in witchcraft, their major weapon is music. It's powerful. A powerful tool of Satan to control children, adults, country folk, and even class A folks. In the old days, they wanted to calm things down. They had Lawrence Welk and sing along with Mitch and all that. It's time to have the nuclear family and the standards to help fight the wars. The nuclear family to have principles. I'm going to fight for freedom, for the right thing, and all that sort of thing. It was all set up by Edward Bernays. He used music to, because rock and roll stirs it to violence. Oh, it does. Country music. My old grandmother got run over by a darned old train. I get drunk on a Saturday night. I go and dance with my lady all night long. We're going to, yeah, whatever. You see, the country music, y'all. No, I'm not going on the show. Don't worry. But see, the country music brings up all the fighting and adultery and drinking. And now they went up for, you know, smoking marijuana and all this stuff. And the country music, all about divorce and adultery. And I just started realizing some of this. You say, well, Tom, why do you play Johnny Cash? They try to get me. I say, well, what's the song about? It's about the Bible, isn't it? Well, Johnny Cash was a drunkard. He did. I said, yeah. Well, I said, Paul hated Christians and held the coat for Stephen when they stoned him. David set up adultery with that woman and Bathsheba and had her husband killed, sent him out to battle, and Noah got drunk. Lot, his daughter is conceived with him and had children. Moses killed a man. I said, Johnny Cash was what he was at the first, but notice that his songs changed. He became a born-again Christian later in his life. And I certainly can't judge. And the song that's going by the book is exactly what this is about. So I said, huh. Okay. So, what's it all about, Alfie? Well, never heard that one? Here we go. Bloodletting. You know that historically, the origin of the tattoos is associated with paganism, demonism, Baal worship, shamanism, mysticism, heathenism, cannibalism, many other pagan beliefs. What happens to football games? You ever see them? Get our face all painted up? What's the difference? There isn't any. You see, the same demon, same frequency, same mob idea. Oh, this cuts deep. I used to play football, love football, for martial arts, all this stuff. Getting excited at games. You ever see people yell at the TV that the game's being played in California and in New York, they're watching the game at a bar or something, somebody scores a touchdown in California, the Los Angeles Rams, they still exist? I don't know. Anyway, and so somebody scores a touchdown. You know, the people in the bar in New York, they don't have anything to do with the, unless they got a bet or something. Everybody yells, yeah, you see what my team, your team, that's your team? What you doing up here? Wouldn't you be down there with them? Yeah, but look, yeah, over TV. So, and a friend sent me an email about fantasy football. They even have fantasy quarterback lineups on fantasy football. Quarterback lineups that you can see it on TV. So now you got 12 months out of the year, football. Anything you meant, just keep you busy. People get so caught up in it. Do you know that in, literally in Chicago, I don't keep up with it at all. Red Sox or White Sox or, I don't know. The Cubs and the Red Sox, White Sox, Purple Sox, or whatever it is. In the same town, baseball, Cubs and something else. You know they have divorces because of that? People decide, literally, if they're going to date, if they're a Cub fan and they're others are White Sox or whatever they are, man, they say, well, this is not going to work. I mean, literally. It's significant. Man, people die for these things. They get killed. They get punched out. They get just because they're sports. It's a curse. It's possession. This is serious. Rockers. Cool to have tattoos. You know why? Because of paganism. But there's another reason. The mark of the beast is going to be a digital tattoo on the forehead. So when they do facial recognition in the cameras, you'll have your information in a tattoo that they can use a laser scanner and get all your data off your facial recognition. And then, of course, to scan for property, you know, for selling, buying and selling, your hand will be scanned. When they're doing a scan of your face, it'll be a scan on the face for facial recognition software. Huh. How about that? What the Bible says. How'd they know that back then? How'd they know that? I think the Holy Spirit has something to do with it. Why do you think the stars, the NFL, Miss Kansas and the Miss America pageant, all of a sudden is wearing a tattoo and sporting it out on her bikini. Miss Kansas, former vet, wearing a tattoo. It's cool, see? Bloodletting. That's all it is. Well, it's justified because we put scripture on our body. Oh, okay. It's bloodletting, what it boils down to. It opens up a portal. Bloodletting activities is demonic. Unbelievable. The fallen angels taught these techniques, and mankind still performs these bloodletting rituals that goes back thousands and thousands of years. They cut holes in their jaws today and put see-through type plastic. Nothing I like better than to watch someone eat their food and enjoy eating their food. Yeah, but then you can watch them chew on it too. Oh. The tattooing procedure involves cutting the flesh with a sharp needle or instrument in order to carve out or make designs. It opens up portals. God will let you know that. The result is something called bloodletting, and bloodletting has both an occultic and demonic origins. Pray over it, family. Pray over it. It's considered kind of a power source that supernaturally unleashes these entities. And you got pro-tattoo sources. They describe tattooing as having magical, occultic connections with blood, and bloodletting as being kind of normal. You know, some historians, as I did some research and some other folks I've have found out from, indicate that the connection with bloodletting, scarification, is also associated with religious practices. Your young daughters that have these little etches on their skin is that entity that's demonizing them, causing them to bloodlet, to cut. But for them, it's like, I deserve this cut. I deserve this cut. No, it's the entity saying, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. That's an indication. There's a source also talks about the importance of licking the blood that was released during the tattoo operations. And witchcraft They have little drops of blood in certain drinks they pass around to each other. Of licking the blood after the tattoo operation and during it. Mixing blood with semen. I'm not going to go there, but you can only imagine what that means. It's serious. The account of the prophet Baal in 1 Kings 18:25 to 28. Old Testament, and Elijah said to the prophet of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, little g, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock, which was given them, and they dressed it and called it the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. Imagine that bullock, that bull is like saying, what? There was no voice, nor anyone answered, and they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for he is a god. Either he is talking, oh my, or he is pursuing, or is in a journey, or peradventure he sleeps and must be awakened. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out upon them. And it came to pass when midday was past and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, there was neither voice nor any to answer nor any regarded. You know what just popped in my head? Wall Street. And the bull. The bull market. Now I know. How about that? Now we know the secret of Wall Street and the bull. Some of y'all may have known this already. I just now figured it out. For little old me. Now we know the bull at Wall Street. It's about bloodletting. Goodness gracious alive. Up close and personal in our country. So the account to the prophets of Baal, who met with Elijah, they find out who's the true God. They were Satanists who were attempting to unleash supernatural power by cutting themselves. In the New Testament, there was a man named Legion. He is possessed by demons, Mark 5, 1-9, who went about cutting himself with stones. That was in Mark 5. And in Mark 5, 1-9, and they came under the other side of the sea in the country of Gardanese. And when he was out of his ship, immediately they met out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Huh? How about that? Same thing today. Because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him. He broke the chains. And the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always day and night he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. Leviticus 19, verse 28 says, You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Leviticus 19, 28. What does the King James say? Just make sure. Leviticus 19... Verse 28 in the King James Bible says, ye shall not make any cuttings. Whoa. Okay. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor print any marks upon you. I am the Lord. Same thing. Okay. That's, boy, that's clear. That's clear as a bell. The program master is a perfect example of people exposing allegiance. For example, Dave Navarro is a former member of Red Hot Chili Peppers. He has his allegiance in his tattoos and numerous shirts, and they have different features of forms of cross-Christian mockery. Many people know the sign. That's what many rockers use with the bullhorns, are actually symbols of Baal, Moloch, the owl, God. He even admits he's a Mason. Bohemian Grove, President Nixon, former President Nixon and Reagan was at Bohemian Grove. It's not just down to rockers, and it's up in the presidential CEOs and military commanders, highest level. Family is everywhere. The cameraman then knows his tattoo, specifically this, how similar the one on the elbow, the Masonic compass and ruler, stylized to a six-pointed star. So he asked him, Dave, are you a Mason? And Dave turned, according to testimony, and said, 33 degree, then walks off. Coincidentally, Navarro performed as a special guest of a band named 33 Degrees in Hollywood. Hidden in plain sight, Hollywood. Did you know Abbott Costello and Peter Lankford and Dean Martin? Everybody loves somebody. That Dean Martin? Yeah. Frank Sinatra. Sammy Davis Jr. All those guys. The River Rats. No, the Rat Pack. Member of the Rat Pack, was it just named? Did you know that there was a Masonic organization specifically for comedians, dancers, and singers called the River Rats? That's why those guys called themselves the Rat Pack back in the 40s and 50s. They were members of Masonic organization, as was John Wayne and Clint Eastwood and Charlton Heston, Audie Murphy, Dale Evans, Eastern Star, and Roy Rogers were all Freemasons. Whew. And even the Christians are getting on the bandwagon, justifying their actions by saying, tattoo for Jesus. Hollywood, witches' wands are made with wood of holly and are used for casting spells. It is deep. And the music from hell, rock music, whether Christian or not, is a very destructive force. It originated with Satan. Satan has used his satanic religions, such as voodooism, Buddhism, Shintoism. Rock music was first used, say, thousands of years ago in demonic cults and religions and continues to be used today. Hip-hop rock. Christian music. Hip-hop. Christian rap. You know, rap is a genre of music defined by its what? Rhythmic lyrics spoken, chanted over usually a kind of repetitive beat. A beat, a beat. Here we go, down the road. Yeah, I don't think that's going to get it, is it? But anyway, this Christian rap music follows the same pattern, but with lyrics that tie into the Christian faith. Question is whether or not Christian rap music is appropriate is a matter left up to the individual, but there are still some biblical points to consider. You see, rap music has a track record of being profane, badly, violent, sexual. Unfortunately, when you look at it, the reputation is pretty well earned. A good chunk of the mainstream pop music is rap or hip-hop, and a good chunk of the accompanying themes have to do with illicit sex and objectification to make an object of men and women. And because of this association, people have trouble separating the lyrics they expect to hear from secular rap and the lyrics which are actually being spoken in Christian rap. They don't really hear the words because of the music beat. So it distracts you from keeping your thoughts pure and focused on God's goodness. That's what it's for. You play the Dickens trying to get people to understand that. You're just being judgmental, but they don't understand how the frequencies work, as I said a little while ago. It's the frequency opens them up, not the words. It's the frequency making them feel good. Oh, yeah, if I get this ethereal feeling. I feel we're in the spirit today. Yeah, from the frequency, not from the words. Finally, brethren, Philippians 4, verse 8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there are any virtue, if there are any praise, think on these things. That's where your Christian rock comes from. All of it? No. Some of it is pretty good. But they mix it up on purpose. They put signs, occultic signs, on the album covers that some people don't see. They still put cast spells on certain ones. I went to a conference about 5 years ago. Rick Joyner conference. That's where I knew who he was. Morningstar Ministries. Morningstar. I found to be Lucifer, by the way. Morningstar and Lucifer. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus Christ is a bright Morningstar. Big difference. Morningstar. If you think Morningstar this, that, or the other, is Luciferian. Because that's the Morningstar. Add the bright Morningstar is Jesus, not Morningstar. The second day of this conference, they'd have this kundalini. I said, man, I'm in the wrong place here on this one. My long story short, they started bringing out drums. I thought I was back in the Congo. The drums bring demonic entities. Drums do. The Bible actually tells you what instruments are approved by the Bible. Psalms 150, verses 1 to 6. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for the mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel. That's where they're trying to get the drums in there, but it's not the same thing. And dance. It's not the mashed potato either. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him with the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. The trumpet is a shofar, the psaltery, harm or harp. Kinnor, a plucked instrument. Organ of the pipe is a shepherd's instrument, probably single reed, apparently widely used then. The timbrel or tabret, handheld mini drum of some kind that resembled a tambourine. Stringed instruments, the kinnor, the nebel, it's a bulky kind of mobile instrument that was similar to a harp, the N-E-B-E-L. And the kinnor is, well, it's kind of conspicuous among the instruments. I don't know. What is it? It's kind of an instrument of King David. The kinnor is similar to the lyre. The nibble bears a resemblance to a harp kind of thing. Associated with joyful occasions. And the cymbal, you know what that is? It's metal plates. Usually played in pairs. Produces sound when struck. High-pitched sounding. Two-handed cymbals. Talks about all through Psalms. Quite a few. Drums, zilch. Sing only, a lot of scripture and psalms. Harps, a lot about the harp. A little bit about the same about the psaltery. timbrels is of some, trumpets about 4 verses, cymbal is about 1 verse, and drums 0. Now, the rap. Here we go. Down. Okay, I quit. See, it's catchy, isn't it? Despite the rap's poor reputation, there's a growing number of Chinese musicians that produce a quality rap that's theologically, musically solid, thought-provoking. While Christian rap isn't for everybody, it offers a more wholesome alternative to fans of the genre who would otherwise be stuck in the stream of sordid content about killing cops and suicide and all that. However, it's also important to note that even if Christian rap has a positive effect for you, it might have a negative effect on someone within earshot. They mistake, even in these churches, like Morningstar Ministries, certain music, the ethereal feeling, it's like I feel good, associated with being dwelled with the Holy Spirit, but it's not so. Like the Kundalini, when they jump around on the floor and jump over pews and do side-to-side straddle hops and push-ups and roll around like they've got ants in their pants, that's not of God. If you're not speaking tongues, then you're not saved, is what they tell you. That's not true. Sounding for God. Well, I don't know. Let's take a trip there and let's see what's going on here. I don't know. You tell me. Here's the top 10. The top 10 Christian hip-hop songs. Maybe I'm wrong. But let's see if I am or not. Top 10. Top 10. 2013 and 2014.
Maybe I forgot to mention that your boy free. I'm focused, Cuddy, can't let you come and destroy me. They say I'm going crazy, I'm like, hold up, you'll see. I'm becoming what he want me to be. Can't be like you, cause I'm me. Refuse to be remembered as a rap clone. Hard to stand for what you believe when you lack a backbone. You will collapse, Holmes. If you don't find who you are, being anybody else but me is bizarre.
Yo, your love is precious, something that I just can't waste. As long as you're with me, it's nothing I can't face.
Your love is light, your love is full of grace. I know for me, it's gonna be a brighter day.
I'll never question you again, cause you're always right. And at the end of the darkest tunnel, there's always light.
Your love is like food to my soul. Only you can make understand.
Still got my Jesus peace hanging. Ain't no change, though it up.
My Jesus peace.
Oh. Mainstream is a lame man. This is a remix. Got everybody singing.
I still got my Jesus peace.
Hey,
and I still got my
Still got my Jesus peace.
What you know about this Jesus peace? You got me flexing this Jesus peace. Billboard, number 10, I'm touched by an angel like Dallas Reed. A Dollar Tree, that's ludicrous. Moon trick, that's ludicrous. Second Tim 215, cause I can tell some of y'all new to this.
Gospel. It's more than the words of a fact. If you committed one sin, you deserving a death. Christ died for your pride, you're unworthy, and yet confess it and murder your flesh. The gospel is more than the words of a fact. If you committed.
Okay, you got the point. Whew, that wore you out. Now you see what they've done? Clever, huh? I could play more, but I don't know. Let's see what this is.
Got him. I guess you must have lost him. But anyway, I found him when I was just a youngin'.
It goes on and on. Almost sounds like the same thing. Can't tell the difference. Oh, they sneaky. They are sneaky. You see, they are sneaky. That's how they do it. Then you got Christian country music. Certain type of genre. I'm not going to go there tonight. I may talk about that later. But you got the idea of how clever it is. A country song may mention God, for example, but is portrayed in a way consistent with the Bible, is it? Also, this is a subjective test with what feelings and thoughts and memories does a song evoke. Our thoughts should be focused on things that remind us of God's goodness and truth. If the music is one listens to evokes the thoughts or feelings that are contrary to God's goodness, it's a good sign it may not be appropriate for that person. For some Christians, country music can dredge up memories of the old honky-tonk days and make you want to go back. Memories of the carousing, best left forgotten. Not to look back, for turn to salt. Those Christians have been given up country music, and regardless of the lyrics, as a matter of conscience. Because it dredges up old memories. You know, a Christian country song can inspire you as you're driving in your car, but doesn't necessarily make it appropriate fit for a Sunday morning worship session. It's possible to use any genre of music to create songs with a Christian message. Any type of music can be used to pretty much point people toward God and encourage a relationship with Him. Not all of it's bad, but they sneak in the other, you see. People don't see the difference. It touched different people different ways. Satan was the first MP3 player, I heard someone say. In other words, he would absorb the praises to God of the nine orders of angels through nine stones he had on his body. You see? And the different stones, as it talks about in the Bible, receive different frequencies. A certain frequency for the amethyst, certain frequency for the beryllium or whatever. And for the different nine orders of angels, they had their frequency equal those stones. So when the one order of angels would sing their praises, it would only go to that one stone and it would absorb it like an MP3 player. So he had like nine MP3 players on him. You kind of got that? I can't imagine how that looked, but anyway, it's what the Bible says. Because all the angels couldn't go in the throne room of God, except for a certain level of angels. Cherubims, Michael, the archangel, and others. Certain high-level angels could only go in the throne room. Well, for God to receive the praises of all nine orders of angels, Lucifer was the one who conducted it all. So he'd absorb, as they sang praises to him, but not to him, but to God through him. He would go in the throne room and open up whatever he did in the supernatural realm, and then play all nine at the same time praises to God that God could absorb. Maybe God had nine different dimensions for these. I don't know how that worked. That's God's business, not mine. But that's how it worked. And God would receive the praises. If we don't give God the praises, if the angels didn't give God the praise, who's going to get the praise? The angels? Were the angels creators? No. Are we creators? No. Sure want to be, aren't they? Everybody's wanting to be a god. Everybody's got going to be a god walking around. Every religion says, humanists, the Copelands, Joyce Myers, all these. What are they saying now? I played it for you before. How they say we're all gods. Brazier, T.D. Jakes, Dollar, Crouch, Hagen. Oh, we're gods, right? No. Benny Hinn says that Adam was a god. He could fly like Superman. What Benny Hinn says. Nobody said, wait a minute, Benny, there's something wrong with that. Everybody said, oh, amen, look at that. Oh, amen, 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 amen. I'm like, no amen there, buddy. They make this up as they go along. Man did become God. Genesis 3:22. 3:22 is a secret number for the skull and bones guys that want to be God. That's Bush and Kerry confirmed on TV. You see how this works? It's amazing. I see that we're going to go to part two tomorrow. I think we need to continue this. And because this affects us in our lives, all of us. And we'll talk about music from hell. And we'll talk about the tattoos. We'll talk about bloodletting. The occult children programming, how they control the kids, Harry Potter. You know, Harry Potter, that stands out foremost in the subject. Rawls was a witch, literally, high-level witch, wrote the book, Harry Potter, and churches use it for their Bible studies. Because the way the kids interact and all that sort of thing. Say, what? Yeah. Did you know that there's many plots of programs and books you read that, and you watch written by demons through automatic writing? The Pentagon has classified projects with automatic writing and remote viewing. It's demonic possession. The author goes into a trance and a demon enters the body and writes through them. The Beatles, Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley was a Hindu. That's what the scarf was all about. Yeah, and the Beatles, they were trained by Tavistock. It's a true statement. Just to list a few was Bewitched. Remember the nose going back and forth? And Gilda, whatever, the mother-in-law witch or something. Darren, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the Charmed. Sorcerer's Stone, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Say what? Scooby-Doo, the Crucible. Mickey Mouse has a secret. Boy, does he ever. Pokemon, Teen Witch, Nephilim, Passion, Practical Magic. The Circle of Three, The Daughter of the Moon, Lord of the Rings, Witches Chillers, is a series of books. Warhammer, and The Sorcerer's Apprentice, Dungeons and Dragons, Yogi-a, not Yogi Bear, but U-G-O, or something like that. And they show you through cartoons. The seeing eyes, sneaky. They are really sneaky. Showing you a police state, the Baphomet, all on Disney. Over the years, articles come out that I've searched out, and others have too. Kimberly Ann Wilson, 20 years old, her parents, her sister, Julia, 17, were found clubbed, stabbed, and strangled to death in a suburb of Seattle. The confessed killers were two 18-year-olds who liked the playing a fantasy game, Dungeons and Dragons, and they became followers of gothic subculture. The prosecutor, after examining the evidence, indicated that the boys murdered for the sheer experience of killing. And the deaths of dozens of Italian teenagers in the past year have been linked to macabre role-playing games which call for players to act out their executions. The 12th suicide, Roberto, was a loner. He escaped into fantasy and sought refuge in an unreal world. And what about that kid recently that did the stabbings? You see the picture of that kid? That's what it's all about. People think it's just criminal activity. Nah, it's not just criminal activity. It's demonic. The music, the games, the video games, all that. It's actually possessing your kids. The music. It's in the music. I think this is an important subject that we need to breach. Because then when you have it in your house, you have to literally not only cut the generational curse if you have a Freemason in your family, going back four generations, but also if your kids bring that stuff in your home, or a Freemason becomes a Freemason that day, they brought demons to your home. I'm sorry, but they have. And your kids playing the Ouija board, that's like a beacon for demonic entities. It works. So to downplay it, they made them pink now. They got a pink Ouija board. I've actually seen a pink 9mm at Robbie's military store surplus. It's a pink 9mm pistol. It's cute pink. but I guarantee you that 9mm pink pistol will kill you just as dead as a black one will. Made out of metal. That's black metal. It's not the color that kills you, it's that darn bullet that goes inside your body. Well, it's not the Ouija board itself, it's the demons it brings to you. And it does. So that means you've got to go through every room and literally yell, literally call those demons out. Christians today are not taught by their pastors and preachers anything about this. So when you talk about demons that's in the Bible, they look at you like you're crazy. But it's in the Bible. So that tells you the preachers have failed miserably in their job of spiritual warfare using NIV Bibles as missing verses. These Bibles are cursed because they're not of God. And that's why people fight for it. Well, I got saved by the NIV. I can read it better. I don't like these and that. They come up with all kinds of excuses because the demon inside them, demonizing them, holding on to that Bible that's not of God. That's why they can't see what's going on. You tell them, it's missing verses. Well, they just get mad at you and walk away. They can't answer that. It doesn't register because they're possessed by it. They're blinded by it. Because those Bibles are cursed. Because they're not of God. The King James Bible is. But it's on its way out when they have disclosure and the falling away begins. The falling away, that's why they're attacking the Bible. Hard as they can go. Family, we're come to the end here. And tomorrow, 4 o'clock to 6, we'll broadcast again. I'll continue on with what I was talking about today in the broadcast and this humanist manifesto, because that is what's driving this whole rock and roll, witchcraft, Satanism, your education, your military, everything is based on the humanist manifesto, heading toward a new world order. And these preachers have not prepared their congregations one iota to deal with it. All of them? No. But a very, very small number are preparing their parishioners for what's getting ready to happen and for spiritual warfare. They're not ready. Let's close tonight. And any comments, you can send me email or call me if people know me, whatever. But we're going to continue on with this. Let you all remind you that we're played up at highpointradio.net. Highpointradio.net. John Kirkler plays our broadcasts and our Bible studies. H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. Highpointradio.net. He plays us randomly in his networks in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, New York. He has sponsors up there, and if you live up there and you've got there's certain sponsors he uses. You can look on his website, and if you have certain services you need, use those sponsors. Or contact him if you can help him some way, whatever, it's up to you. My website is Watchman for Jesus, and I've got my archives there and a few studies that I've detailed studies that you might be interested in. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. That's what it's for. Let's close in prayer and we'll continue tomorrow at 4 and Bible study tomorrow night at 8. We'll continue part 2 tonight. Lord, thank you tonight for Bible study. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity we have to be together. Lord, we pray for our families, Lord, that before these times come, that you use the Holy Spirit to override this demonic entities, to override this outpouring of this demonic realm upon this earth, that, Lord, the Holy Spirit will overshadow and overpower, that, Lord, that we'll be able to witness to others, help other families, and help ourselves, protect us with the blood of Jesus, Lord, that we'll get through this, and, Lord, spread the gospel to bring others to Jesus. Father, we pray again for Virginia. Father, we pray for her healing, as we prayed many times before. Lord, that she'll be healed. Father, we pray for all the others we prayed for in the past, Lord, that, of healings, of bringing families together and the children back to the homes. And protect them, Father, with the blood of Jesus, that, Lord, that you will bring them all back together. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Family, we're okay. As closing down is kind of difficult. I don't know why. But it's about Christ, and only in Christ, only in Jesus. That's the only name. Not Sananda, not Yeshua. And can you imagine when the demonic realm makes itself known? Because I was telling you a while ago that the demonic realm, Satan, shows the Masons and shows the others the alchemy, the fruits of their efforts, just supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors, all they're seeing, to pull them in, to give them false power, to hook them and take them. But God said to Thomas, when Thomas saw Jesus Christ and put his finger in the slit in the side and fingers in the hands and in the feet, he realized he was God. He realized he was Jesus. He realized he'd come back from the dead. He said, "My Lord, my God." And Jesus said, "You believe because you've seen, but blessed are those who have not seen and still believe." See, he's not showing a supernatural right now up front and close and personal, because he wants you by faith, by trust in what you've not seen, but by his promises, by your own free will, not coerced, and to carry out the Great Commission for him, not us, not me, not you, but him, Jesus. That's it. You want supernatural, people are going to get it. Be careful what you wish for, because it's coming. But being supernatural in the presence of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, that's the day you look for. We're not there yet. But get your soul right with him when the time comes. It's in Christ alone that you're what you're found. It's not wrapped, because you'll drown. But Jesus Christ alone is your eternal life be found. Have a good night. The words that convicts. The music takes away from the conviction of the words. Have a good night. It's Watchman signing off.